put it simply, it felt as if a ghost had appeared, standing in silence. A chill ran through my body, and I found myself unable to bear it. Thus, though I feel bad for Otoki, the maid, I've lately been forced to shake her off and flee. No, losing just one client is something I must accept. Having heard a strangely elusive tale, both logical and not, from this blind man, Hanshichi too fell into silent contemplation. Though day had faded, the snow showed no sign of ceasing its descent. White petals drifted through the noreng, occasionally dancing into the dim earthen floor. Naturally, it was a blind man's account. Lacking any concrete evidence, Hanshichi found he couldn't simply dismiss it as just another curious tale. He was determined to uncover the true nature of that enigma. That evening, he left Tokuju and headed straight back to his kanda home. But the next morning, he sent for his subordinate, Shota, who resided in Asakusa's Umamichi. "Hey, Shota, the district belongs to Tamachi's Jubei, but there's something I want to look into. I need you to do some work for me. There's a brothel in Edocho called Tatsuise, isn't there? I'd like you to investigate a woman there named Tarasode." "Isn't Tarasode staying at the Iria Lodge?" Shota asked, with an air of knowing. "That's exactly what I'm asking you to investigate. Truth be told, something about it doesn't quite settle with me. So does she have a secret lover? Or has she incurred someone's deep resentment? And though I'm sure you're capable, investigate the inner workings of Tatsui's too." "Understood. I will have everything investigated within 2 or 3 days." Shota agreed and then departed. Even after the promised 2 or 3 days, then 4 or 5, Shota did not appear. Hanshichi wondered what he was doing, but as it wasn't urgent, he let it be. Hanshichi left it. And then, at the start of February, Shota casually came to visit. "Boss, my sincerest apologies. My little one you see came down with the measles." "Oh dear, that's troublesome. Will it be a mild case?" "Yes, thankfully, it seems to be a mild case," Shota replied. "So, boss, about that Tatsui's matter, I've looked into everything, you see. According to Shota's report, Tatsui's once had good business in Edocho, but during the Ansei Great Earthquake, they allegedly locked courtesans in a dugout and burned them all to death. Since then, they've been plagued by misfortune, and business hasn't thrived. However, in Yoshiwara, it's an old established shop. They also own land and property, so they maintain a considerable establishment. At the time, Omaki was the proprietress, guardian to her 20-year-old son, Eitaro. Unlike her deceased husband, Omaki was kind-hearted, with a respectable reputation. Tarasode was the second most popular courtesan from the top rank, and since last year's second Tori no Ichi, she'd been recuperating at the Iria Lodge. It's rumored her heavy drinking, unfitting for a woman, damaged her chest with alcohol poisoning. She was 21, born in Kanasugi, Shitaya, a pimp had said. "No, thank you for your efforts. I understand the general outline," Hanshichi nodded. "So does that woman not have a lover or someone else involved? For such a popular courtesan, there must be something going on. It seems I couldn't get a clear lead on that. She certainly has many regular customers, but she's quite elusive, so even the staff don't know who her real lover is." This particular point really puzzled me. With just that information, Hanshichi found himself at a loss. "My wife's out today, so I'll send a get-well gift later. But a sick child must be a real hardship. For now, take this with you." Hanshichi gave Shota some money, telling him to stay for lunch, and Shota gladly enjoyed a meal of eel. In the meantime, he also shared something else. "This is a different story altogether. There's a girl who comes from Kanasugi every night to sell fortune slips in Yoshiwara. She's 16 or 17, with a beautiful face and a sweet voice. She became quite famous in the district, drawing much attention from sightseers. But for some reason, she vanished around the end of last year, and busybodies investigated but found no answers. It was assumed she found a lover and perhaps eloped. But then, Tamachi's Jubei, it seems, found a clue and ordered his men to search for the girl. Is that so? Han Shiqi pondered. Something like that actually happened? I was completely unaware. Yu Bei has a keen eye for local affairs. That fortune-teller girl is quite beautiful, isn't she? Her age, 16 or 17. A likely age for youthful errors. What is her name? Her name is Oaken, so I'm told. Do you have something in mind, boss? I can't tell you for certain yet. But a thought just crossed my mind. Let's just consider it a wasted journey and head over to Kanasugi. I know it's a bother for you, but please, come along with me. All right then. Finishing their meal, the two headed straight to Kanasugi. Today was a tranquil day, and a soft, rosy mist drifted above Ueno's forest. Tasode's house is in Kanasugi, right? Han Shiqi mused along the path. Which way should we go first? Let's begin with that fortune teller's place, I suppose. Do you know where that girl, Okin, lives? Shota simply said he didn't know. Knowing they'd have to search deep, the two ambled towards Kanasugi, warm sun on their backs. Soon after, as if spotting something, Han Shiqi suddenly froze. Hey, Tokuju-san, what is it? Tokuju. The masseur paused, leaning on his cane, but his sharp mind recalled the soba shop owner's voice. He often spoke of his gratitude for that moment. Such pleasant weather we're having, isn't it? Sir, where are you off to today? I've encountered you at just the perfect time. You're from around here, right? Do you know if a fortune teller called Okin lives nearby? Ah, Okin did live close to me, but she vanished around the end of last year. Even if she's not here, her family must be around. She wouldn't be all alone. Ah, master, it's like this, Tokuju elaborated with care. Okin lived with her older brother, Toramatsu, who was a gambler and a spendthrift. After Okin's disappearance, about half a month passed, and he too vanished, like a ghost in the night. Word is he fought at a gambling house, hurt someone, and fled to escape the trouble. Because of that, the house is empty now. They say new tenants will arrive in a few days. Han Shiqi guessed that Tamachi's Jubei was more interested in Toramatsu's affairs than Okin's. He questioned Tokuju further. They say that woman Tasode, at Tatsumisa's annex, is also from Kanasugi, right? Don't you know her? Yes, I know of her. Tasode, the Oiran, was also born in Kanasugi. Grew up near Okin, they say, but both her parents have passed on, leaving no trace. With all the leads gone, Han Shiqi felt a wave of disappointment. Yet he stubbornly tried to coax some clue from the masseur. It's a task that needs patience through all times. Tokuju-san, I heard the other day that Tasode, the Oiran, favors you greatly, saying no other masseur will do. Isn't that so? It might sound strange, but how did you win the Oiran's favor so deeply? It can't just be your skillful touch, can it? There must be another reason, right? Heh, Tokuju gave a sly grin. Han Shiqi and Shota exchanged knowing glances. With a thought, Han Shiqi drew a silver coin from his purse, slipping it into Tokuju's hand, then whispering, "Come along this way." He guided him into a narrow alley on the left. Beyond the Yanagihara estate and Anrakuji temple, vast fields stretched out before them. By the small stream near the rice fields, with only a child catching loaches and no one else in sight, Han Shiqi spoke again. You must not conceal anything. I hate to be so blunt, but I carry a jit concealed within my robes. Tokuju's face drained of color, and he bowed, as if a heavy weight had pressed him down. I will tell you all that I know, he stammered, his voice trembling. Then tell me honestly. Tasode asked you to deliver a secret message, didn't she? You've uncovered my secret, Tokuju said, bowing his head, his blind eyes closed. It is exactly as you've suspected. And who is the one you're sending these messages to? It is the young master of Tatsumi's. Han Shiqi and Shota looked at each other's faces. This was Tokuju's story. Since the autumn of 2 years ago, Tasode had been secretly meeting Eitaro, the master's son. Constant stays in the red light district were forbidden. Knowing discovery meant trouble, Tasode often feigned illness, retreating to the Arya annex. It was there that Eitaro would secretly visit her. Unlike other houses, the madam was kind, and Tasode was a popular courtesan. So Tatsumisa's establishment kept quiet, letting Tassoud go to the annex.